that's not my son jumping off the roof. No, that's not a trampoline he's landing on.
I'm quite sure I was not home at the time.
And no, that was not a full gainer over the swimming pool fence into the deep end of the pool. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it was your sister's fault.
And it wasn't just him. He brought the whole wrestling team. Yeah, the whole wrestling team was on the roof of the house.
We got the idea at Aunt Retta's. Remember that little walk-up deck they had on the back and the trampoline?
Lots of finger-pointing going on over here.
Oh, boy. Man, I'm glad we didn't have
We never had one injury on that trampoline, and it's just a blasted miracle because the other favorite
trick. Thousands of hours that thing's been in use in the backyard.
Lots of good memories, though.
High school was the best, and they would take Dawn soap and pour it over it and wet it, so it was just like really slippery. They'd go slip sliding off one side. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think the worst that's ever happened in our backyard is we broke Mr. Smalley's foot.
But that was swinging out of a tree.
That was swinging out of a tree.
You know, my favorite on that trampoline, it wasn't until probably 2 or 3 years ago. I was being real careful. I was jumping with Carol, and Katie was following behind me. And I had no idea. And she double bounced me off the off the trampoline. But you know, it was like a couple months later, someone going through family video actually realized that was captured. Somebody had the video, and it wasn't even up the trampoline. It was somebody on the back patio, and you just happened to see my feet go head over heels out of the side.
Romy's gone. We're talking homeowners insurance. We're talking about how to prepare for the claim we hope you never have to make. We've talked about documenting and preparing and making sure you've got copies of this documentation. You cannot over document. We've talked about preparing your home to make it the least desirable target for a home invasion or a home break-in. And now let's talk about just getting down to writing that insurance. As I've mentioned earlier, I've never read my homeowner's insurance policy.
Great cure for insomnia, right?
Until 10 minutes ago, I didn't even know who it was with. I just know you write it. But there is an issue, and you do a very good job of taking us through all of our policies on a very regular basis. Replacement value versus cash value. I think this is important to cover right now, especially for anyone that got on board and jumped into this real estate bust that we're just coming out of. Buying a home at 40% its most probable real value. And people were buying $200,000 homes for well under $100,000, $80,000, $85,000.
Yep, that's right.
So could be in a dangerous position.
There's a lot of reasons to be in a dangerous position. That's one of them, right? Just maybe underestimating what your home was built. All the different materials. A lot of people don't know the difference between maybe a custom material or a builder's grade material. So I think walking through that with your agent is a big important step. But what I think at the core is people need to know replacement cost. Is really just that. It's if you have a claim for like kind and quality, the insurance company is going to step in and replace that item. It could be a TV, it could be a countertop, it could be a cabinet, you name it. Even if it's 5 or 10 years old, they're going to replace it with today's materials at today's prices. That's really important. The other side of that option is a different policy type called an actual cash value. That's where that 10-year-old cabinet, it's now 10 years old.
Or that 12-year-old roof hit by hail.
That 12-year-old roof. Exactly. So now what the insurance company is going to do is they're going to come in and say, well, it's 12 years old. We're going to depreciate that value. So you might have spent $4,000 on that new roof a couple, 5, 10 years ago, but now it's going to be only worth $3,000. So they might only be able to give you $3,000 for that roof, and that doesn't make for a happy camper. So we always want to encourage people, look for that replacement cost coverage. It'll make that claim a whole lot smoother, and you'll get exactly the new materials, whatever that might be, at the same quality.
A lot of people forget to notify their agent when they do an addition.
All the time. New additions, remodels, right? Lots of folks thinking out there, oh, I just did that maybe last year. I put in a new bathroom. I upgraded the kitchen. absolutely reach out to your agent, walk them through that, show them pictures, send pictures, make sure that you get all those extras covered. You see that a lot when we see upgrades from remodels and people just forget to call. If you're out there listening right now and you forgot to call, put that on your to-do list for Monday.
Yeah.
Just say, call my agent, make sure that I get that updated.
Or, like I see a lot of contractors, start the remodeling project and never educate the homeowner about a builder's risk policy.
That's right. Builder's risk, probably more typical when you see a total ground-up
remodel.
Big job, right? Yeah. Or maybe you took down half the house, you bought a fixer-upper, and you really wanted to knock down a few walls. The builder's risk policy is a great tool as long as the home is not occupied. That's the big differentiator. So if you're in a remodel where the home is not habitable, definitely look at that builder's risk policy. Your contractor should tell you about it, the general contractor. If not, reach out to your agent and find out more, because that's what protects you. If something happens, arson, the place gets robbed with the materials that you've been working on or the tools, et cetera, big.
I don't want to cast dispersion on any particular trade, but maybe the plumber is finishing a few solders as we're finishing out this huge master bedroom suite addition bathroom, and the whole thing goes up in flames. And and you don't have recourse on your homeowner's policy in most of those cases.
That's right.
You're kind of out in the open.
That's right. The big question is the home habitable? If it's habitable, typically your homeowner's policy, there's going to be some coverage. If it's not and you're off-site and they're doing that big remodel, builder's risk is the way to go. You can buy them typically in 3, 6, 9 month, 12-month increments. So it's pretty easy to kind of gauge that job. If you're skeptical the job's going too long, go ahead and buy that 12-month policy. Make sure you're protected.
All right. Here with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services of the Phoenix metro area, talking about how to prepare for that claim we hope you never have to make. It's that time of the show where we always cast off to my co-host, Romy Romero, my number one son, who fills us in on what has happened in the digital newsroom of Rosie on the House all this week.
When it comes to that claim that we hope you never have to file, insurance contractors is completely different than general remodeling. Most contractors that are general remodelers, you know, they're learned and they're taught a certain building system, and a lot of it revolves around the banking process. So when the draws go out, when it comes to insurance, it's a whole different ball game. And most, like I said, most GCs don't do fire restoration and damage. They're specialists like Surf Pro of Gilbert, who got a raving review from Karen this week. It said they have been wonderful and thrilled to work with, and it's like it never even happened. So congratulations to Surf Pro of Gilbert. Tony and his crew out there doing it right.
Tony Oliverio.
For those situations where the worst does happen. Another testimonial, Dave writes in, Blue Sky Pest Control has been keeping me bug-free for now over a year, so good job, gentlemen, keeping up with those. I never thought I would have a regular exterminator out, but we found a scorpion in the house. Remy was 3 months old, and Amanda said, oh, no. Not in my house. So I think we're in our fourth or fifth month now. Every month they're there, they're spraying, keeping it well clean. Gary writes in, he's looking for something little. I think he's shopping for himself for Christmas, because he's looking for someone that can do his epoxy garage floor in Black Canyon City before Christmas. So I think he's doing a little self Santa shopping. Sure. We have a
great partner,
John DeGraff. I'm sorry, John of Garage Floors and More.
Yeah.
And Prescott Valley, he does service down to the.
He's come all the way into North Phoenix and Anthem and PV, so he'll definitely take care of Black Canyon City.
Absolutely. And I said John DeGraff, it's John Schaefer. I apologize. I completely tripped on myself on that one.